Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. Whatever time it is you are listening to or watching us, this is Daily Tips That May or May Not Help You, a daily podcast in 2 minutes or less where we give you a tip of the day that, as the title says, may or may not help you. I am one of your hosts, Ned Donovan. Across from me is my co-host, Ariel Nissenblatt. And today's tip, this Wednesday, the 20th, 2024 of November, is her tip. What's the tip today?
Today's tip is, let's reconnect with our friends in non-digital ways. What I mean by this is, you know, it's easy to send a text message, it's easy to call up a friend, but something that means a lot to a lot of people and we don't do often enough anymore is writing them a letter. And that can be, you know, a letter that goes in the mail, or it can be maybe you're hanging out at their place and you leave them a little note just telling them that you love them or that something that they said was funny. Or maybe you leave a funny joke in the refrigerator for them to see later. Why not? Test it out. Let them know that you're thinking of them, that you love them, and that, I don't know, we can still use our handwriting sometimes, because every time I use my handwriting, I'm shocked at how bad it is. And I know I need to practice more.
This is really nice. I love a letter. I used to go to a summer camp where in order to get into dinner on Sundays, Same. You had to hand in 3 letters to be sent out. And I sent more letters than that because I like letters. But I've always thought about, I love writing letters, and I loved that they use that as a rule.
We had that too. And when I was a counselor at the camp, the kids, they were often postcards, and the letters would be like, "Hi, Mom and Dad, I am having a blank summer," and they would just have to fill in one word, and these kids would be like, it was the worst effort you've ever seen.
I used to write one that would say, "I'm going to send a longer one later, I promise, but I need to write something to get in to dinner."
Same. Wow.
Anyway, Tippendales, write letters to your friends and family.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity, and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity, and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.